pistol shots rang out in a barroom night. Enter Patty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees the bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never does. Put in a prison cell at one time, he could have been the champion of the world. And another man named Bella moving around mysteriously. I didn't do it, he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw them leaving, he says, and he stops. One of us said, better call up the cops. So Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away, my mother popped to Ruben Carter, a couple of friends driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. Had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop pulled them over on the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, it's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you want to draw the heat. Alfred Bellow had a partner, he had a rap for the cops. Him and Arthur Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out, they looked like middleweights. They jumped into a white car without a state plate. Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. This one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. Yeah, no, this man could hardly see. They told him he could identify the guilty man. Before and on, they haul Reuben in, take him to the hospital, bring him upstairs. And the wounded man looks up through his one-eyed eye, says, what you bring him here for? He ain't the guy. Yeah, here's the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. But in a prison cell, the one time he could have been the champion of the world. Still in a robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? You think you like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been a fighter you saw running that night? Don't forget that you're white. Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. Cops said a boy like you could really use a break. We got you for the motel job, and we're talking to your friend Bella. Now you don't want to have to go back to jail. Be a nice fella. You aren't the doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in a stir. Yeah, we want to pin that trip on murder on him. He ain't no championship. Just one punch, but he never did talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, I just assume go on my way up to some paradise where the track streets flow near as nice. Ride a horse along the trail, but then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to make a man into a were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from those homes. Cause the white folks who watched you was a revolutionary bomb. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. they all went along for the ride. How can my life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously afraid couldn't help but make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice is a to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. Reuben sits like a Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over.